William Tausch. With Brian Bulaga in as our cousin sub of the day. Cousin subs, we believe in better. I have my notifications for the ESPN app as well for anything from Adam Schefter, and I'm not. What all are we missing out on, Jesse? Have you gone on to Threads? Are there any signings that we're missing?
I literally deleted the Threads app from my phone like 2 months ago because I realized this wasn't working. Like, no one's doing this. And I wanted to clear up some storage space on my phone. So I guess I might have to go in and re-download it and figure it out, because apparently both Ian Rapoport and Adam Schefter are actively sharing free agent news on Threads as of right now, including Chris Godwin, 3 years, $66 million, 44 guaranteed with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I also just have the TV on here in the studio, so like all these insiders are on TV. Schefter's on ESPN, Rap Sheet's on NFL Network, so I'm just kind of watching TV the old-fashioned way and seeing if they share it on there, too.
Hassan Reddick. The Jets era of the Hassan Reddick era in New York with the Jets is over. I am on the ESPN live tracker on ESPN.com. So open up another window next to your YouTube window where you're watching us. Hassan Reddick gets a 1 year deal from Tampa Bay with $12 million guaranteed per Adam Schefter. So you've got that's the news there on him. If you were a Packers fan thinking he might be an option after what went on after his trade from Philly, I don't think you'd be interested. Mekhi Becton set to test free agency. The Eagles offensive lineman, former Jet, by the way. So if the Packers are going to do any veteran pickups on the offensive line, looks like the Eagles are not going to get a deal done with him as free agency begins. All right, so speaking of having conversations, Brian, I went back into the archives and found my story from when Goody talked about this when he became the GM in 2018 when you were still playing. And he did. He said it. We want to be in every conversation. And I feel like now, 8 years later, there's a lot of folks who, when they see that or hear that, there's some that like it. They're glad. Hey, that's what I want. I just want them to be in the conversation. They're not going to get everybody. But there's others that say, well, I don't care if you're in the conversation or not. If you don't get the guy, they got two guys. They got two studs last year. Let's not forget that when we're prisoner of the momenting and nothing's happening today. They got two really good guys. But that is more the exception that proves the rule. Does it matter to you now as a fan and analyst that the Packers are in more conversations because they clearly weren't when it came to Davante Adams?
Yeah, I mean, I'm okay with, I'd rather be in the conversations than, you know, than the opposite of, what does it matter if we're in the conversation if we don't get them? Because there's always, you know, a possibility if you're in the conversation. And Green Bay does deals different than I feel like, you know, other teams. I mean, they're obviously, as we all know, they're very protective of their picks. So, like, they're, you know, there's going to be certain things that Green Bay's willing to give up and not willing to give up. So, to be able to explore certain deals is what at least I'm hoping that Goody's willing to do, right? Look into deals. What could be an option, right? And then if that option is worth it, you know, could you do it? And that's really all you can ask for, at least for me now, like all you can ask for. You know, I just, the way Green Bay has always done it, like, I don't expect him to, like, go out and make tons of, like, trades and deals. Like, it just hasn't been that way. Like, I get last year, like you said, is more the exception. It's not the rule. Like, yes, they're great players. McKinney and Jacobs are great players. But it's not going to happen year after year. It just won't. As much as we want it to, I'd love it to go sign a great free agent every single year and they make the impact that those two guys did every single year. But it just doesn't happen every single year. And from a cap standpoint, I get the cap keeps going up. But from a cap standpoint, you can't continue to sign big money guys year after year after year. It eventually catches up to you. in some way, shape, or form, because it impacts a big name guy on your roster already that is coming up for a deal. So you have to look at it from both sides of the situation and how they have to balance those things out.
So I'm getting I'm still getting like alerts from Twitter, but then when I go into Twitter, it doesn't appear. According to Ian Rappaport, the highest rated center is off the board. Drew Dalman, who was with the Atlanta Falcons, goes to the Bears. This is now the third veteran offensive lineman that the Bears have added, right? They got Tooney from the Chiefs. They got the guy from the Rams, whose name is escaping me now.
Jonah Jackson.
I know you got a lot of Bears fan friends who you held a lot of. You won out over your Bears fan friends from your childhood and growing up in Chicagoland. They appear to be very committed to fixing their offensive line and giving their quarterback a chance to succeed. What do you make of this at this point, now that they've added three veteran offensive linemen to protect Caleb Williams?
Yeah, I mean, they're serious. They're dead serious about it. They're building from the inside out. That is a clear approach. Ben Johnson saw it in Detroit, how they did it in Detroit, how that organization did it up front. They were very good up front, and he saw how that benefited the offense. They could do anything. They could run it. They could throw it. And when you got the guys up front that can take care of business, man, you have a lot of freedom in the offense. So they took care of the three inside spots. Now, with the Bears, the tackle positions are also an issue. Now, how they address those, we'll see, right? I mean, there's some guy. I mean, who's the free agents that are available? Ronnie Stanley? I think he's available. I don't think Baltimore's re-signed him. Now, if the Bears go sign him, now we got like a complete rebuild of this offensive line, and that's red alert for the Bears, because that now they're probably going to go spend another draft pick on a right tackle, and here we go, right? They're totally rebuilding that offensive line group, which could be really, really good, like really good. So, but they're making all the right moves. From an offensive line standpoint, they're doing it because those three guys are good players. They're good players.
Well, Ronnie Stanley is, in fact, off the board. He is going back to the Ravens. 3 years, $60 million, which is tied for eighth among left tackles. This Drew Dalman thing makes me curious now. He gets $42 million per Adam Schefter, $28 million guaranteed. He was the best center available. The next best center available is Josh Myers. So if there is a team in the market for a center, he's not going to get that money, but I have a feeling he's going to get more than the Packers are willing to pay him at this point. So I'll be curious to see that.
Yeah, I had a good feeling, and you know, we talked about this a bunch. Green Bay probably wasn't going to be re-signing him, but I thought he had probably his best year, and I knew the market, you know, whoever does re-sign him, he's going to get a good number. He's going to get a good number, and because I thought he did play probably his best ball. So I'm happy for him. It's good for him. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I hope the market treats him well and he can get as much as he can. So, like, that's the way I look at it. I mean, all these guys, right? Like, that's how I feel about free agency with all these guys. I hope they can get as much as they can, and maybe people may say, well, that's so greedy of you. No, it's not. I want guys to make as much money as they possibly can in the little amount of time as they play. Like, I want everyone to do the best they can. So, like, you know, I hope the best for everyone. And that's the way I look at it. So, it's good for him. And I hope that wherever he lands, he plays well there. Right? Like, I mean, he gave a lot to Green Bay. He fought through a lot, played through a lot. So, I hope wherever he lands, he plays well there too.
I'm glad that you didn't make more money, you personally, because otherwise you wouldn't need us. You wouldn't have to work at all. So you wouldn't be doing the show. So I'm glad that it didn't work out for you. That worked out better for me because of that. You just do it for the love of the game, though. Let's be honest. All right, we got more with Brian Bulaga, our cousin sub of the day. More moves going on throughout the league. We will keep you updated on those, especially with Twitter malfunctioning on the biggest day of the NFL calendar. More Wildy and Tausch. Brian Bulaga, our cousin sub of the day. Stick around.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
No updates from 1265 Lombardi Avenue other than this from Rob Domofsky. At this point, cornerback Jaire Alexander remains a member of the Green Bay Packers. A source said Packers general manager Brian Gutekunst is, quote, not moving him yet.
This is what they said about Marissa Mosley yesterday at Wisconsin for an hour or two.
It remains to be seen what happens if they don't trade him and whether that would lead to his outright release. So I was talking to somebody yesterday about him, and as I mentioned earlier, I don't think there's anybody in the building who thinks he can't play anymore. When he plays, he is a very good player, but as I said to this person, when he plays is a pretty critical phrase in that equation. Right? Like, yeah, he was really good in the six games he played last year. Because Chicago doesn't count either. He played in that game. He played 10 snaps and then was shut down for the rest of the game. So six games, yeah, he's really good. He had a pick six in Tennessee. But how do you, if you're the team that has endured the last two seasons with him, how do you do it again? How do you go back for more? Like, Brian, I would say that if I'm an outside team and I've got some money to burn and I'm willing to take the risk in hopes of getting the big-time reward, right, of, hey, he stays healthy for us and we got an all-pro corner for a relatively bargain rate, I get that. I have a hard time picturing Goody bringing back a guy, even though he was his first-ever draft pick as GM, I have a hard time picturing him after the last 2 years. Am I wrong? I mean, the person I talked to made it sound like there was still a chance that he's still on this team. I just don't think it's a very big chance.
Yeah, I mean, I guess there's always a chance. You know what I mean? Like, you could, I mean, Homer, if he was on right now, he would tell me there's 100% chance there's no chance. So that's
right.
What he would be telling me. Right?
That's what he does.
You know, and that's probably what he'll tell me tonight, too, when we do our show. But he's still on the roster, right? Like, so, like, no matter what we say, he's still on the roster. It's likely that they move on, but there's still that chance that he's there. Now, Goody doesn't seem like the type that after the last two seasons that he's going to try it again. Right, like unless they rework the deal and it's very team friendly and it is very incentivized with, you know, bonuses. But there's been no chatter that Jaire is going to do that for the team. So like we don't know that, right? So up to this point, we just have to assume that, you know, he will be released. Now the thing is, free agency is beginning. Right. And if you're going to be released, you would like to be released now.
Right.
All teams have money to spend, or they're willing to spend, or they want to spend. So the longer Green Bay holds on to him, the worse it is for him. We'll just put it that way. I'm just being honest with
you.
Like, you would want to be released yesterday. You know what I mean? Like, that's when you would want to be released. So you get into today and you're open, you know, the market's open. So it's interesting to see that he's still on the roster today, but we talked about it earlier. They may want to take this thing to the draft. And
they don't care that it's not good for him, right, Brian? Like, they don't care.
I don't think that that's what they're worried about, to be honest with you. I don't think that they're worried about that. They want value for him.
Yeah.
I think that's what they're worried about. I think they're worried about value for him. And we don't know the behind the scenes of this relationship. That's what I want to make clear. We don't know the behind the scenes relationship. We don't know what Jair's agent has been saying back and forth with Russ Ball and Goody. We have no idea, right? We don't know what's been going on.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't know the situation. We don't know, so we can't speculate. But it appears that if, you know, what your sources are telling you, that we're not, him, Goody saying, like, we're not moving on from him right yet. They're holding tight. So I don't know what's, I don't know what the deal is. I don't know what's going to happen.
It's, yeah, and look, when teams say, you know, we released him now to give him a chance to catch on elsewhere, that's nice. It is. It's nice. It's nice.
Mm-hmm.
But the bottom line is, we released him because we don't think he can play anymore, or we don't want him anymore. Like, that's the unspoken part of that. It's not, oh, we're just here to be nice to our former players. We just want to be nice. That's not it. Like, yeah, it's a nice touch. But the bottom line is, we don't want you anymore. And you can sugarcoat it by saying you're giving him doing him a favor by getting him out there now. But in Alexander's case, they're not doing him that favor. Now, you know, a skeptical person might say, well, he didn't do them any favors by not being available the last 2 years. So why should they do him any favors?
Yeah.
But the bottom line is, he's still on the roster as of right now at 11:30 a.m. Central Time. On the first day of free agent negotiations. So we will.
And that's the biggest thing. Like, we've been talking about this since what? Like, the season ended, right? Like, when's it going to happen? When's it going to happen? I asked you, when's it going to happen? I mean, multiple times. And, like, you know, the dates continue to come and go, right? Like, they come and go and they come and go. And it's like, well, it hasn't happened yet. And I don't know. I don't know what that date's going to be, or if it is going to be, right? Like, there's a chance, but it's hard to believe or hard to imagine that this thing's going to go on another year. It's hard to think it could happen, but we'll see. I mean, I guess crazy things happen, but it's just hard to believe that it'll go on one more time.
One other thing on this, and then we'll I'm curious about, you know, your experience. You're not an agent. You had Tom Condon. Is that who you had as your agent? And I see now his son Tommy is doing deals too, so he's keeping it in the family.
Tommy Condon?
Yeah. Tommy! But here's the, so I'm always the one of the mechanisms that, and I know you and I talked about this, whether it was here or on Homer's show, but one of the mechanisms that's often built into contracts are those roster bonuses that we talked about earlier in the show. There is none of that for Jair. So there's nothing forcing the Packers to make a decision on him before Wednesday's league year starts. Is that from a player's perspective, you know, I don't know how to look at that from a reporter's perspective, because part of me is like, well, if they like me and they still want me to be here, they're going to take that signing, they're going to take that roster bonus, they're going to convert it to a signing bonus, they're going to spread out the cap charge, and they're going to keep me. On the flip side, it might lead to them cutting me, even if they're kind of on the fence of wanting to keep me or not, because they don't want to pay that. So how do you look at that? Did you have that as a player? Were there those triggers for you? And were there ever times this time of year where you were like, well, I certainly hope they pay that roster bonus because I'd like to stay here and I'd like that money too while I'm at it?
Yeah. I mean, normally in the first probably year or maybe two, those roster bonuses are guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of the guaranteed money. But they just work him as roster bonuses, and like you say, they may convert him to a signing bonus to spread it out even more, you know what I mean? But there are cases that then, yes, there's roster bonuses. Like, I've had them that they're not guaranteed, but they're roster bonuses that are then, you know, not guaranteed, and they're decisions. Decisions have to get made if they're going to pick that up or not going to pick that up. And, yeah, you always get a little nervous about it. That day would be coming up, and you're sitting around looking at your phone going, am I going to get the call telling me we're not picking it up? And you're like, oh, or, you know, or no call is good call. So, like, that's kind of the way I always looked at it. But he's just always a little nervous. You never know what could happen. But most of the time, right, most of the time when you're going into this situation, you know, there's probably not going to be a surprise. Most of the time the team pretty much lets the guy or the agent know that we're going to be releasing him before the roster bonus is due. Now, I guess there could be the rare occasion that they just cut a guy the day before that it's due and they don't even let anyone know, and the dude mm-hmm. gets a call and he's released. I guess I'm sure it's happened before. But I think nowadays guys get notified and they're well in advance know that this is coming down the road here. So the guys that Rob mentioned, right, all those guys, I mean, I would assume Rashawn's and probably McKinney's and Jacobs and right. Kenny's are probably all guaranteed roster bonuses, would be my guess. If we'd look at their contracts, I would imagine those are all guaranteed roster bonuses, if I would take a guess. But just based on the years they're in their contract right now. They're new deals.
Yeah, I don't know if they believe that Rashawn Gary is going to still become the player that they paid him to be. If we were another year down the road with him, though, I wonder if this would be a more difficult decision to whether pay it or not. He's one of the players that I'm extremely curious to see what he does this season. Because yep. there was a lot of, I don't want to call it excuse making, but, you know, both Goody and LaFleur were talking about how they didn't get the production out of their front four and said, you know, well, they're adjusting to a new scheme and whatever else. Okay, well, we'll have to wait and see if anything changes on that front in year two of Jeff Hafley's system. All right, we need to get to Wonelli. Also, Jesse wants to tell us about his love, like Tausch's love, of Coors Light.
I'm not going to do it this time. Mark Tauscher's
chicken.
Here.
Yeah. Chicken.
Mark Tauscher
chicken,
here
chicken,
for the
chicken.
Blue. This is the one I actually could do. Mark Tauscher here for the Blue Mountains of ice cold, refreshing Coors Light. Whether you're celebrating your favorite team winning a state bowling championship at Alpine Lanes yesterday in Muskego, or you just need a moment to chill, crack open a Rocky Mountain cold Coors Light. It's crazy Tausch would know all those details.
Crazy.
Coors Light brewed with a 3-step cold process, cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged, so it's actually made to chill the mountains on Coors Light's cold activated bottles and cans turn blue when chilled to perfection, which, besides the refreshing taste, is my, Mark Tauscher's, favorite thing about drinking Coors Light. Refreshingly cold and only 102 calories, Coors Light is made to chill. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, a Golden, a Colorado.
It's not bad. You certainly got the cadence right. Wonelli is next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Jesse's facing a conundrum. It's a busy day with free agency, but he really wants to talk about the state bowling championships. We'll see what he decides to do in Wonelli.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Sirocco's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, "Mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide."
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Whoa, Nelly!
On Wildy and Tausch.
I'm not going to talk about the state bowling championships.
You know you want to.
I really do, but I know that there's a large contingency of people that want to hear what Brian Bulaga has to say about Aaron Rodgers a lot more than they want to hear me flaunt that Muskego won the state bowling championship yesterday.
You still snuck it in, though.
So, Brian Bulaga, Aaron Rodgers remains a free agent. What do you think your old teammate is going to do?
Well, that's a good question. Obviously, the rumor mill is going around to Pittsburgh again, right? I mean, early on they said Pittsburgh, no way, and now they get DK Metcalf, and now it's back on Pittsburgh. And obviously, there's no noise out of Aaron's camp, right? There's been no signal that he wants to go to Pittsburgh or is going to Pittsburgh, but the rumor mill is now back on that. So we'll see what happens. Would he be a good fit there? I don't know. Maybe not. But we'll see, right? I mean, they got.
How about Seattle? How about Seattle with John Schneider? They traded their starting quarterback over the weekend.
Yeah, but then they got rid of all their receivers.
It's true.
So I don't think that's going to be an option there. That looks like a complete teardown and rebuild. For some reason. I don't know why, but that's what it looks like.
They still have Jackson Smith and Jigba, and they got rid of Lockett, but I forgot who the other one is that's there. But they have two that they're building around.
Yeah. DK Metcalf being traded makes that a lot less appealing if you're a quarterback. I'm sure Sam Darnold will love it there.
So,
whoa, Nelly!
That was what I was going to ask next. Somehow Geno Smith was the one who started the quarterback carousel on Friday, which is amazing. So Geno Smith gets traded to the Raiders to reunite with Pete Carroll, which is kind of fun, I guess. No one saw that coming. So now Aaron Rodgers, Pittsburgh, Sam Darnold, Seattle, Aaron Rodgers, Giants, maybe Russell Wilson still needs a home. Of all these potential scenarios, Justin Fields, Daniel Jones, the Colts, the Giants, there's a bunch of guys out there. Is there one that stands out to either of you? Brian, you can go first. Is the one that's like, this makes too much sense, let's see it happen?
I think the best situation, to me at least, would be Pittsburgh. I mean, they got a good defense, they got a good team. Mm-hmm. A stable head coach, a stable organization from a standpoint of ownership and all, like, you know, how they do things, how they operate. Obviously, they brought in Metcalf. They have good tight end, so they got good pieces there. That'd be the team that'd make most sense to me, I guess. Maybe Jason looks at it different, but that's the way I see it. But I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what the perfect scenario is for him, right? Like, there were folks that are still pushing for Minnesota. I think Minnesota wants J.J. McCarthy to be their starting quarterback. They drafted him in the top 10.
They're nuts.
I mean, yeah, well, look, if you would have said last season that the Vikings were going to go, whatever they were, 14-3, with Sam Blank and Darnold as their quarterback, people would have said you were an idiot. But he had a great year. He had a coach that knew how to use him. He had Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison to throw to, which certainly helped. But the fact of the matter is that, you know, maybe J.J. McCarthy could do the same thing. So I don't see them as a landing spot for Rodgers. And this goes back to what Tausch was arguing, is where exactly is a good fit for him? I don't think there's anywhere that's a good fit for him. And if I'm Pittsburgh, so I tried the Russell Wilson thing, I tried the Justin Fields thing, and Brian said it earlier in the show. They've basically spent all this time in the post-Ben Roethlisberger era trying to figure out what the heck to do. And for whatever faults that Jordan Love has, after two seasons, you at least feel better about him than what other teams have tried to do. Kenny Pickett? No. They signed Mitch Trubisky at one point to be their starter. No. Russell Wilson? Didn't work. Like, they made the playoffs, but it wasn't because Russell Wilson was great. Justin Fields is going to go somewhere else now. Like, that's if you don't get position right, you got no chance. And I don't know what Aaron Rodgers, I don't know where he's going to land. I don't believe he's retiring, though. I know some people believe that. I don't. I just don't. I'll be very surprised if that happens. Whoa, Nelly.
Whoa, Nelly!
Would you rather, if you're the Minnesota Vikings, would you rather sign Daniel Jones or Aaron Rodgers?
I mean, I would rather sign Aaron. If I'm the Minnesota Vikings, I would rather sign Aaron, to be honest with you, because, I mean, throwing Jefferson and Addison the ball, I would rather have Aaron doing that, to be dead honest with you. And then running that offense, very similar to LaFleur's, I mean, that would be the guy that I'd want doing it. But that's just me.
Yeah, I would say that Aaron Rodgers is a much better player still, even if he's closer to being done than not. At the same time, for that team, I think you probably want Daniel Jones as J.J. McCarthy's backup, because the idea of having one of the greatest of all time behind your rookie quarterback, all you're doing is waiting for him to have, like, two bad games in a row, and then the fan base is going to be chanting Aaron Rodgers' name. But, again, I've made my position clear. I would love for Aaron Rodgers to be a Viking. Could not be more interested in that. But I don't see it happening. All right, that's it for Whoa, Nelly. We'll wrap things up with Brian Bulaga. We'll see if there's any Packers moves in the final 6 minutes of the show. Next, it's Wildy and Tausch.
On the air, on demand, on social, on Wisconsin sports. Serving Wisconsin sports fans. This is 100.5 ESPN.
And maybe no big moves to come at all for the Green Bay Packers in the coming hours and days. Nothing to the extent of Josh Jacobs and Xavier McKinney and those fun 45 minutes where we thought Josh Jacobs and Aaron Jones were both going to be in the backfield last year. Brian, I know Tausch has got a vacation coming up. I hope you have time in your schedule to be a cousin sub again, because between having you and the news that was all breaking throughout the show, this just flew by. I know you got to get out to the farm, but man, we love it when you fill in. Appreciate you, buddy.
Yep. Be more than happy to fill in. I mean, Jesse, you know, maybe a day or two prior, you know, maybe a little earlier than that, heads up would be nice. But
you're getting
that,
real comfortable starting to make demands now around here, huh?
Oh, yeah. I mean, more than 48 hours advance. Yeah, that's a high demand. That's a big demand. Yeah.
He's our Josh Jacobs. Yeah. He wants a number one producer.
10 p.m. Friday, yeah. Not good enough. Needed a little earlier than that. Come on.
Holding you ransom. Yeah, yeah.
All right, so here's the deal. I'm going to go on the Mr. Irrelevant program a little bit later this afternoon, probably around 12:15. So I'm going to be talking to Alex Stroff, giving my thoughts on the action or inaction involving the Packers. Thanks to everyone for coming along for the ride with us today, and especially thanks to Brian Bulaga for being our cousin sub of the day. Stay tuned for more. Stick around. Cross ESPN Wisconsin and on our YouTube channels. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on Wisconsin On Demand.